Alright, episode 4. So, this is a very special episode because it's going to be my last one. I decided this whole thing, this whole podcasting wasn't for me, but instead of just quitting, I thought I'd do one more. Just let you guys know. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy this week's final episode. Hello. Is this thing working?
I think so.
Hello, would you like to introduce yourself to my fan base of over a million people?
Definitely over a million. Hi, I go to the same school as this fool. My name's Reese. And that's a fact.
Okay, so we're here to talk to you today about something that's going on in the world. It's not that well known, so we'll probably have to explain it to you guys a bit. It's called the coronavirus. Some people know it as the coronavirus. Some people know it as COVID-19. And other people know it as the boomer remover.
Or Corona time.
Corona time, yes. Very exciting. So, Reese, what do you think about that so far? How's Corona time going for you?
At first, it was kind of boring. Because, I mean, I didn't talk to my friends because I don't know why. I'm dumb. I don't know.
You don't have very many of those anyway, so.
Then school started gotten worse, but I talk to my friends now, so it's kind of fine, I guess. Kind of wish I had school, but.
Kind of fun, I guess.
That's
your quote? All right. So, school started. Today was the third day of it. And like most schools that are online right now, we use Zoom when we have like meetings and stuff. What do you think about that so far?
I hate it.
You hate it? Why do you hate it?
I don't like Zoom because people don't know how to shut up and they use the chat too much.
Yeah, I've seen some really interesting conversations in the chat.
In band today, they were talking about dragons. I didn't get it.
Well, I'm pretty sure in one of my chats, I don't remember which one, but they were having like a fake drug deal. So yeah, Zoom is just a great way of communicating with your school. Yes. Yes. Drug deals and dragons. That's what today's episode is all about.
Indeed, drug deals and dragons.
Sounds like a TV show. Like, it could be an adult cartoon. Drug Deals and Dragons.
Yeah. It's the next South Park.
Yes, the next South Park. Looks like it's for kids, but oh, it's not.
It's not.
Okay. So, how do you, like, what are your other thoughts on school? Just, like, so far?
I mean, what our school does is, it's just 3 hours of work maximum, like, 25 minutes per class. Which, I mean, it's not that bad, but when you get teachers, like, a teacher today literally posted an assignment at 11:45, even though they're no, he didn't post it at 11:45. He posted it at 10:45, even though they're supposed to post stuff by 8:30, and I got so mad, because I thought I was done with school.
Okay, so, this is the interesting part, okay? So, you're mad because our teachers are a bunch of boomers, right?
Correct.
Well, lucky for you, I think I have a way of getting rid of those boomers.
How do you do that?
Starts with C and ends with COVID-19.
Really? I wonder.
Yeah. So.
Boomer remover.
Yeah, boomer remover. There you go.
That's really funny. The guy who posted it was a boomer.
Yeah. No more stupid teachers.
Yes.
Yeah. What I don't miss, though, is the cafeteria ladies. Like, at the cafeteria. They were awful.
Why?
They're like that one monster from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Wazowski. You forgot.
Roz or whatever her name is. What is her name? Roz, right?
Roz, yeah. Yeah, that's what they reminded me of. One time I went through the lunch line, and I didn't get, like, a fruit or vegetable. I get this is like a nation-required law that kids have to get at least one fruit or vegetable, which is stupid because they can just throw it away, but whatever. not the point. She's like, you need to go back and get a fruit or vegetable. Now that part was very important because she said fruit or vegetable. No S at the end. So I go back in the line. Now I'm taking twice as long and I'm going to have like 2 seconds to eat. And then I go back, like, type in my code, and she's like, you need to get more than one carrot. And I'm like, well, listen here, lady.
Wait. You got one carrot?
Yeah. She said you need to get a fruit or vegetable.
Oh my gosh.
Singular. And so she made me go back in the line again, and I had to get more baby carrots.
These are baby carrots. You got one?
Well, I was going to throw it away anyway. I'm not wasting food. I was not going to waste food. There are starving kids in Europe.
In Europe?
Like, yeah.
This is very
people
true.
Starving everywhere, Reese. It's all terrible.
Okay. Shut up.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, what do you miss from school? Like, actual school, what do you miss?
Well, I never had a problem with lunch ladies like you did.
Oh, yeah, I hate them on a, like, personal level.
What do I miss? It's seeing your friends every day. And I had a lot of close teachers.
Yeah. A lot of the teachers, despite everything we've said so far today, they're not that bad. They're pretty awesome.
This is.
But we still hate them, though, so.
We kind of hate them still.
Yeah. What I'm going to miss most is the. Nope, I'm pretty okay with this.
There's one thing that I'll, like, really miss. Like, the only thing I'll really miss is this is our last year. Like, I'll really miss. This is our last year with one of our band directors. And we don't get to finish the year off with her.
Oh, yeah. Man, I heard a lot of people were sad about that.
Oh, yeah. Kind of bawled my eyes out at lunch that day, but it's okay.
Really? Wow, that's sad.
We're chilling now. It's fine.
Well, that's pretty sad. I mean, if anything, I'm happy because it's official that we no longer have to do a big project called Future Me that, like, is required to graduate.
That's, like, the best part of all of this is we don't have to do Future Me.
Yes. And at the end of the year, there's a big presentation. And okay, so, like, you have to, like, get a future job, like, whatever job you want, except you can't do the cool stuff, like a professional athlete or anything, so what's the point?
Dominic, when would you want to be a professional athlete?
I was just throwing that idea out there, okay? You didn't have to say that.
Sorry. It's kind of
it's okay. I can edit this anyway, so.
Oh!
I'll probably keep that in. But, yeah, and you have to do a bunch of really stupid stuff. And it scares you because you don't want to grow up. Then you start talking about it on your podcast, getting too sentimental, and you try to change the topic.
So let's change the topic.
Yeah.
Stuffed animals. They're the best.
They're great. Great.
I have one right now.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And that's one of the benefits of this, the worst staycation ever, to quote Jimmy Kimmel. Is you can just always have stuffed animal. I mean, I've been wearing a neck pillow for the past 7 hours.
You still have that neck pillow on?
I still have the neck pillow on, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's really comfortable, and guess what? I can do it whenever, because I don't have anywhere to go. Even when we went out to get, like, because they're handing out, like, not exactly school lunches, but something like it. They'll, like, hand out maybe like 2 to 3 meals in a bag. And the other day there was a Hot Pocket in my bag.
Really?
Yeah, I was never so happy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I've never had a whole Hot Pocket in my life.
Really?
I've had bites of my friends. But I've never had a Hot Pocket.
Honestly, that was my first Hot Pocket ever. Like, period.
Oh my gosh. I love them so much, but I've never had one.
Yeah, it was so good.
I love the beach so much, but I've only been there, like, once, and that was 5 years ago. So.
I've only been to the beach when I was, like, 4, so consider yourself lucky. But I also went to Disneyland, so.
Yeah, I haven't done that. And I love Disneyland, even though I've never been there.
I'm so disappointed in Past Dominic, because all I wanted to do the whole time is ride the Buzz Lightyear ride.
Wrong with you?
I would be surprised if I rode any other ride, honestly.
What? I would ride every single ride, no matter what.
I was 4, okay?
You're a pretty dumb 4-year-old.
Honestly, I have the same intelligence level now, so.
Oh, I have the same intelligence level too. Just don't.
I should take an IQ quiz in my free time.
Oh my goodness, I should do that too.
What IQ do you think I'll have?
Wait, how high are they supposed to go for, like, regular people?
I think they're supposed to be like 200.
Okay, then probably like 70.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know either.
Judging the fact that I don't know that means it's probably a bad thing.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm okay with common sense, but, like, book smarts, it's not really my thing here.
Same.
No, I take that back. I'm better with book smarts. When it comes to common sense, it's, whew. No, I don't have that.
What do you have?
The other day, I was eating a snack. I looked up to my mom, and I said, "This applesauce tastes like apples."
Were you serious about it?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You weren't trying to make a joke or anything?
No.
It's like, why does this applesauce taste like apples? Because it's made from apples, honey.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Oh. Makes sense now.
Those are kind of like, it's like a baby when they're like first discovering the world. And suddenly it's like everything is new. Except that's just me day of my entire life. Because I have zero common sense.
That would be so cool, actually. To be like 2 again.
Yes. Then when you're lazy all day, like, you have an excuse and, like, no one can judge you.
I wouldn't be called all the nicknames I am if I were to.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear all the nicknames you can think of, okay? Ready, set, go.
Okay, Ressy Beak, Poop, Don't Even Ask.
I've heard that one.
I'm not telling the story. What else? Ressy, I will tell the story about Ressy. In fifth grade.
I was there.
You were there. Oh, Dominic. Is when I moved to the school. Did you move to school that year?
Yeah, I told you that yesterday. Okay. And, like, every week the past 3.5 years.
Okay. I literally have the dumbest brain ever. Anyway. I can't remember random crap. Anywho, we both had Buckta's class. She's the most legit teacher ever. She's legit. I love her. Anyway, we did an art project with your name in it. So you had to, like, draw your name out in, like, a fancy way, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I began the art project, and then we didn't finish, so it's the next day. And I get my art project out, and I look at it and realize it says R-E-S-E-E instead of R-E-E-S-E. And I go up to the teacher and I'm like, spelled my name wrong. And from that forth on, I was named Ressy in that classroom.
Yep. What about, Risa Roni? She said
Risa Roni.
Miss Buckta called you something like that once.
Yeah, there's Reese. I don't even know where it was from. I think she just kind of made that one up.
Yeah.
Reese Aroni, Ressy Pessy.
Yep, That one I remember. Reese's Pieces, and then obviously.
All the Reese's, like, candy stuff. Reese's Pieces, yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Reese's Puffs. What else is there? Beast Reeker, that was named by Gage.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
Gage, I think you listen. So, what's up, Gage?
There's Reebie. That one didn't stick very well, but it was in basketball.
Oh my gosh. Has anyone, like, called you, like, R&B? Like, the music?
No.
Really? Okay.
Well. Oh gosh, is that a new nickname?
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait, I thought of another one. What is it? Beaker Peaker. That was from my soccer team. What else? Reese the Beast. That was from, like, really long time ago. Yeah, there's probably more that I can't think of, but that's pretty much all.
I've got some pretty basic ones, like Dominoes.
I came up with the Dominoes thing, did I?
Well, technically, that was, like, my uncle when I was, like, really little, but...
Dang
sure.
It!
Sure. I mean, I'm surprised that no one's ever... I'm surprised that no one's ever called me Dominic before, though. Every day I wake up, and I'm just like, it might happen today.
It's happened.
It's Dominic. Happened? Okay.
Yep.
Dang, that sucks.
Dominic.
Dominator, I think, by a few people a few times.
I think I've heard that one a couple times.
My parents call me Brominic. And Bro.
Are you for real?
And that's about it. My dad always comes up with different things. Like, he practically invented saying the word bro. So, like,
Rom-dom.
Sometimes you'll say, like, Brominic. Sometimes you'll hear, what's up, bro-tato chips? Yeah.
I just came up with a great one.
Oh, let's hear it.
You know how it's like rom-com? Like, yeah. Romance and comedy movies?
Yeah.
Rom-dom.
Romantic Dominic?
Yes, that's never gonna happen, but it's so funny.
Ouch.
Or dom-com.
Dom-com.
That one's better.
Dom.com. I've been called that.
Dang it. Dom-com. That's sticking. Dom-com.
I like dom.com better.
Dominic.com.
Dom.com. Dom.com/burritos.
Yes.
Oh no, what have I started?
I've heard people say, what's your last name, Dominic? And I won't even be in the conversation. And from across the room, I will yell, burritos!
Yeah, that's what I tell people now. I don't even, like, tell them the truth. Like, I just say my last name is burritos at this point. Like, at this point, it's just, why even try, you know?
I mean, people say my last name wrong quite a bit, but yours has to be really bad.
How do people say your last name wrong? Like,
Juarez has, like, a lot of people say biker, because it's I-E.
Mine is, like, I mean, even some people in my family call it Barrientos. Everyone says Barrientos, though, and it drives me insane. Like,
it's spelled Barrientos, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, Barrientos. Like, it's not that hard. Like, really just sound it out. They're just, like, adding that extra, oh, it looks complicated, so it is complicated.
No.
People overthink it. I'm not capable of that. I've never overthought something in my life, so.
That is so not true. You just lied to a bunch of people.
Oh. You think a bunch of people are listening?
No.
Oh. That's awkward.
Here, let me guess. Can you see the amount of views you get on these podcasts?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to guess you're going to get 7 views.
On this episode?
Yes.
Like, by what deadline?
In a week.
In a week, okay. So, in a week, if I have more than 7 views, you owe me $5. But if I have less than 7 views, then I owe you $5.
Okay, why are we using money here? We're both broke.
Yeah, but I need some monies.
I ain't giving you money.
Okay, that works out, because I won't give you any either.
Great, no deal.
Okay. So there you have it, folks. I mean, we got a deal here. I mean, it'll help me pay off some of the many money I owe to people. Like, yeah. I hope this last podcast does really well, or Mad Dog is going to come after me.
What? Some of the things you say.
So, Reese, thank you for coming on.
Well, no problem.
What'd you think about it?
It was great.
It was great. Are you lying to me to protect my feelings?
Yeah, just no.
Oh, okay. Well, you can leave now. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, I thought I had this spot this week. I brought my homeless sign and everything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I reserved this spot for the week. It's on the sign-up sheet.
Sign-up sheet?
Yeah, it's behind that old building that used to be a Toys R Us. I had this week, Joe has next, but you can take the week after next.
Yeah, because you won't let me sign up.
Not until you eat your dog, goddammit. We had to tell John the same thing with his baby, and if he can do that, you can too.
Well, that's messed up.
And another thing. You can't just walk over to our intersection and invade our space because your girlfriend dumped you and you're too lazy to call your parents that you haven't seen in 2 years over some damn argument about your dog, which got us in this argument now. So don't even look at me until that dog's lifeless body is lying on the ground and you're weeping about the fact that you will never see him again, goddammit.
You know, I'm just gonna find another intersection.
Alright, everyone, so welcome to our final segment, and today we have my guest Lily here.
Oh, hello.
And we are going to, I'm going to play the first maybe 10 seconds of a song. And you are going to try to tell me what it is. You get 1 point if you guess the song. You get 2 if you guess the artist. So let me grab my magical green Sharpie here. And, oh, all right, ready? What song is that?
It's by Nicki Minaj.
Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm.
This one's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it that, like, one?
That one?
Is it Super Bass? I don't think it is.
No.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, it was Starships.
Oh, duh.
I'm not going to give you the point because you have to guess the song, too. So.
Yeah, well, I said Nicki Minaj. So
you did, but you didn't guess the song, point. So.
That's stupid.
Here we go. Let me give you an easy one since you're clearly bad at this. There's 5 seconds.
Is it Into the Unknown by Idina Menzel?
Yes, there you go. Look at that. I don't even know how to say her name, and I'm looking at it right
now. You don't?
No, I didn't. Really? Like, I know, up until now, I thought it was like Iguana Rapunzel or something. Iguana Rapunzel.
Iguana.
Love that lady.
How do you not know that?
I just don't.
You're a bad Disney fan.
I can accept that.
I don't think you should.
Okay, let me find this should be easy.
Off of the gram. It's a love of gram.
Oh, wait, a Roxanne by Arizona. Don't know how to say the last name.
Try your best.
Zervas?
There we go. 2 points. You're on a roll here. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the first one. That was just embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
The Box by Roddy Ricch.
Yep.
I pay attention.
How many C's are in Rich?
I mean, you're asking this question, but I think there's only one.
There's two.
There's two. Yeah, but that should still count as a point.
I'm just asking you a question. Okay. Calm down. Whew. Now we're doing a segment with this one again. This one's easy.
Heart Attack by Demi Lovato.
Great job.
Thanks.
Good old demigod avocado right there. You gotta love her.
I don't know how you get demigod.
That's it. That's all you get. Do you want another 5 seconds?
Yeah. Crap. What's it called?
I even gave you 6 seconds. Look at me. Good deed of the day. I don't have to talk to anyone again.
I have no clue.
Okay. Ugly Heart by GRL. So, Girl Without an Eye. That's right. I know that there's an Iron Girl. I'm smart.
Yeah. Congrats on going to kindergarten.
Did I ask you?
What?
Well, you should know this, too.
I don't know it. Like...
I'm not even giving you an extra 5 seconds. This is just embarrassing.
No, what is it? Is it? I feel embarrassed now.
You should.
Can you give me an extra 5 seconds? I have no clue.
Waka Waka by Shakira.
Oh! I didn't realize it began by screaming.
Yep. Okay. So,
maybe you should pick a random 10 seconds instead of the beginning.
No, I don't feel like it. If I could write you a song to make you
fall in love, I would already have... Oh, what's his name? Is it Cooler Than Me?
There you go.
Go out on a limb. What is it? What's
on a limb, Lily. I want to hear this. Go on a limb or get out. That's the rule.
Oh, I forgot.
No, you didn't forget.
No.
Lily, like, two people are listening to this right now. I don't think you'll be embarrassed.
I don't know.
I don't even know how to say it. Mike Posner? I don't know.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
That's okay. I know what it's like to be stupid.
I was singing that song earlier.
Okay.
My House by Flo Rida.
There you go. I had to give you an...
Flo Rida.
I had to give you an easy one to make up for the Waka Waka one.
Waka Waka, isn't for a Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. That was my favorite song.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give that one to you because in parentheses after Last Friday Night, it says TGIF.
Well, no. Well, that should count. You like it at least one though. Point.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but actually. That's what like people...
That's it. That is all you get.
Can I get another 5 seconds?
No, you can look into my eyes in the complete silence and accept the fact that you will never answer this, embarrass yourself in front of the two listeners.
I have no clue.
Shout out to y'all, by the way. Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha.
Oh.
Can you stop spinning my chair? I will punch you.
What do you have on your floor? Disgusting.
Okay, we'll do like three more. Just gonna stand there and watch me
burn. What's the song called? Stop.
I didn't. I tried to skip to another 5 seconds, and that was the worst 5 seconds to ever skip to. It gave you part of the title.
I know. I love The Way It Hurts by Rihanna.
Okay, I Love the Way You Lie. Technically, it's Eminem and Rihanna, so.
What? You can't do that to me.
Well, you have to guess the song in order to get.
I would have gotten 3 points if I could have guessed that.
No, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm, that should be how it works. Please
don't stop the music. Okay, that one's not fair because it said it immediately. Yeah. Okay, last one. Soldier boy, I got the new damn for y'all. Okay.
Soldier boy, in parentheses, I think it says crank that.
Okay, so it's
by Soulja Boy.
Okay, so it's by Soulja Boy, and then it says Soulja Boy in parentheses, crank that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's crank that in parentheses, Soulja Boy, by Soulja Boy.
Oh, that's the Mandela effect right there. I swear it was the other way around.
I think that's just you being stupid.
No.
See this electronic device that we were listening to music on.
Yeah. No, can we do that again? I hope you didn't break that.
That would have been really funny if I broke it,
I'll,
though.
I'll, like, kill you.
Congratulations, Lily. We listened to approximately 6.9 songs, and you got 11 points.
6.9
songs. Mm-hmm. Now, you should leave so I can end my podcast now.
Why?
Thank you for having you. Don't expect to be back again.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, Lily, you want to hear something?
What?
I love you.
I hate April you Fools. Too.
Oh. All right. As we end this last and final podcast, I would like to say thank you for the two people that were listening. And I wanted to say that although it wasn't really for me and I didn't enjoy it all that much, it was still something I will definitely remember. But I do have one more thing to say about it, which is April Fools. I'm not quitting. You think I quit things? No. Well, that's not true. I quit a lot of things when I don't like how things are going for me. But the point is, I'm not quitting this. So, to you, what I say before to listeners that are listening, you should spread the word to your friends if you have any. I mean, let's be honest, if you're listening to this, you probably don't have many friends. Or you've just gotten that desperate in these corona times. But spread the word, because out of 3 episodes that I've made so far, because I haven't uploaded this one yet, I've made 21 cents. Oh yeah, off of ads. You know I'm about to be rich. In like 15 episodes, I could have made enough money to buy myself a drink from Quake Trip. So, who knows? Maybe we can get there in 12 episodes. Just make sure, like, if you're listening on Spotify, follow it. I don't even know what you do on other devices. Just like, follow. And, for next episode, I want you to find some way to contact me, whether it's commenting on whatever you're listening or messaging me on Instagram. I want you to roast me. Or just some sort of mean comment type thing, and I will read them aloud next episode. So, just make me cry, you know? I've got my tissues on standby, so yeah. Let's come at me.